Good morning. This is Rusty Brand with the Oakland Church of Christ. And again, we want to say thank you to you for listening to us this morning. It's our hope that each and every time we get the opportunity to bring a lesson to you through this radio program, that it's one that can be of encouragement to you. If you listened yesterday, you know that really the things that I mentioned that I want to talk about and plan to talk about this week is really just that in very unsettling and very troubling times, that we want to try and offer messages to you, especially this week, that could be an encouragement to you and encourage you to continue to fight the good fight. That's what we want to do. That's what we want to encourage you to do. Again, we appreciate you listening to us. It's a real blessing for us to be able to bring this program to you, and we hope that it is helpful to you today as well. So as we think about all the things that we have going on in the world, and just whether it's the pandemic situation that still seemingly isn't getting a whole lot better, whether it's some of the other things that are happening, the different areas where we're seeing a lot of violence with the civil unrest and some other things along those lines, it's pretty easy to get concerned, and rightly so in so many ways. Yesterday we talked about the wonderful fact that the scriptures teach us that God does not change. So when we think about all the crazy things that are happening and the changes that we're seeing, it's important to remember that we can cling to God, we can cling to Him, we can cling to His Word, and know that He doesn't change, that He's always been the God of heaven, the God of mercy, the God of justice, and we can take great comfort in that. You know, if we're not careful during this time, fear can enter us with all the different things going on, and fear is can be a healthy thing, to have a healthy dose of fear. We should fear the Lord in a respectful, reverent, and honorable way. But fear also can be a very dangerous emotion. It can almost be, to some degree, paralyzing to us. And what we want to think about this morning is fear not. We don't want to fear. And the reason that we don't want to fear is because what do we really have to fear when God is for us? So there's a couple verses that I'd like to share with you and think about this morning as we continue down this topic. So 1 John chapter 4 and verse 4 says, "You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because He who is in you is greater than he who is in the world." So of all the things that are there for us in the world to be troubled by, to be concerned about, to be scared about, what is important for us to know is that if we are in Him, He is greater than he is who is in the world. So if we are with God, then there is nothing for us to fear in this world. I love Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. And it just starts off quite simply and says, "Be anxious for nothing." That doesn't tell us to be anxious over certain things or some things or little things or big things. It says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Wow, that is a powerful verse. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, be prayerful. I'm going to turn over now to John, the 16th chapter. John chapter 16 and verse 33. Jesus himself here says, "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." You know, when he says, in the world you will have tribulation, I think we can all say a hearty amen to that, as we've seen a lot of that happening recently. But don't you love it when he says, in all that tribulation that you have, be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. So the world has tribulation. Yes, indeed it does. But Jesus tells us that he's already overcome that for us. What a great blessing that is, and one that should cause us great joy. Let me close by taking just a moment to invite you to come and worship with us sometime at Oakland. With everything going on with the coronavirus, we have had to adjust our times a bit. Right now we are meeting on Sundays at 9:30 for a period of worship. We're not meeting for Bible class, but we are getting back together again in the evenings at 5, and we'd love to have you come. We're also getting together on Wednesday nights, but we are not separating into our classes at this point. But we'd love to have you if you could come. May God bless you.